proud to be the soundtrack of family road trips everywhere.
I'm having some trouble gaining intellectual stimulation from watching miles of corn pass before my eyes.
And now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Chris, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Computer. Load Rene D. Carter Journal.
Rene D. Carter Journal, running. Block 702, Thursday evening, 7:23 p.m.
Begin recording.
Recording.
Cog. Cogito. Cogito, where are you? I know you're here, Cog. Come on out. Oh, there you are. Yes, yes, I missed you too. Have you been a good boy? Good. Guess what, Cog? I did it. What do you mean, what? I got the internship at Wits End. I'm more excited about getting it than I was getting into the mechanical engineering program here at Campbell College. Oh, no worries, Cog, darling. I still love you best. I'm excited because my main job will be helping out with designing, engineering, and repairing his amazing inventions. I'll get to use my skills in engineering and computers. It's a perfect fit. It's exactly what I hoped for. Yes, I know. I said hope. Hope and faith just seem useless. Oh, you know, I actually said that to the owner. I know. Me and my big gob. Mr. Whittaker is a very religious man, after all. I thought I'd blown everything for sure. But turns out, Mr. Whittaker never really does what you expect him to do.
Mechanical engineering major and computer sciences minor. Well, that's very impressive.
Thank you, sir.
Why did you pick those two areas of study?
They rather picked me, actually. At least the mechanical engineering part did. Machines and I understand each other.
Ah, and computers?
Them as well. They're really just snapped together toys, and I like the programming because of the math.
Oh, I take it that was also no problem for you.
Math? Oh, no, sir. There is a beauty to math, Mr. Whittaker, a real art even. I think math will save the world.
That's an interesting perspective. Is there anything you'd like to know about me or Wits End?
Well, I understand Wits End is a Christian company, is that right?
I'm not sure that a company can be Christian, but it's accurate to say that Wits End is a business that's owned and operated by a Christian. Well, why do you ask?
Well, sir, as a matter of full disclosure, I'm not a Christian.
Oh. Well, would you like to be?
No, sir. Oh. That came out way more forceful than I meant it to. I just want you to know where I stand on the issue.
Well, I understand. Don't worry, I won't hold it against you.
Oh. Well, that's good then.
Is something wrong?
Well, sir, it's just that... Don't you want to know why?
Well, you already told me why.
I did? When?
A minute ago. You said you think math will save the world.
Oh, well, sir, I do.
I'm curious, though. Just what do you think math will save the world from?
For starters, war, poverty, privation.
So all the bad things people do to each other and that happen to them.
Aye.
In other words, the results of a fallen world.
I wouldn't call it that. I think people create those issues out of ignorance.
I see. And you have faith that math can stop them?
I don't really think there's a place for faith in math, sir. Math does what it has always done and always will do. Help us march slowly and steadily toward progress. It's inevitable. And when you have that, faith is useless. Mm. Oh, I hope I haven't offended you.
No, you haven't. In fact, I find your position quite intriguing. Anything else you'd like to know?
Well, Not about that, but...
Go on.
The Imagination Station.
Ah.
I've heard all about it from my professors. Do you think I could take a ride in it?
Of course. Is your afternoon free?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, it's wonderful. Why don't you come by the shop then? You can go on an adventure. And after, I'll take you on a tour of the place. Sound good?
Aye, sir. Incredible.
I'm glad you liked it.
Mr. Whittaker, this machine is pure genius. I'm dying to find out how it works.
You'll learn all about it in good time. Now, what did you think about the adventure?
Very realistic. It was from the Bible, wasn't it?
That's right.
I actually felt like I was there. Not just the sights and sounds, but the feel and smells and even the tastes. The characters. The centurion and his sick servant and the bleeding woman and dead girl. So well done. It was like I was actually interacting with them. The programming and engineering are remarkable.
But aside from the programming and engineering, how did you like it? I mean, on a personal level.
Well, it was very touching. And I'm not sure what you're asking me for here, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, it's not a test, Renee. What I'm getting at is faith.
I never said faith wasn't important to some people, just not to me. Because for me, it's...
useless.
Mr. Whittaker, it's not that I don't want to have faith. I come from a family of faith. I even used to have it myself, time was.
Oh. What happened?
Oh, I'm really not comfortable talking about it.
Mm.
Let's just say I put faith to the test and it failed. But I'm open to be proven wrong. In fact, I'd love to be proven wrong. I'm willing to have faith in God and Jesus and the whole kit and caboodle, Mr. Whittaker, if someone can just provide me with proof about them.
Don't you see, Renee? If you have proof, you don't need faith.
Exactly, Mr. Whittaker. Useless. Oh, I've really blown the internship now, haven't I?
Oh. It's all right. You haven't blown anything.
Oh, okay, good.
Though a lot of the Imagination Station programs you'll be working on are faith-based, right from the Bible. That won't be a problem for you, will it?
Not at all, sir.
Well, good. Then welcome aboard.
Mr. Whittaker showed me all of his inventions and the behind-the-scenes inner workings of the place, including the computer room and power generators for the Imagination Station, and even the kill switch. It doesn't kill anyone, silly pup. It's a safety switch that shuts everything off in case of an emergency. Then we went over my schedule. He told me to report back the next morning to meet Connie and Eugene, and he showed me the work he wanted me to do in the computer room. When I got there the next day, the place was packed with kids. I headed up to the computer room and was just getting started on the assignment Mr. Whittaker gave me when the door opened. Oh! You nearly scared me out of my skin.
A practical impossibility. And who might you be?
I'm Renee Carter. You must be Eugene.
I don't know that I must be, but in point of fact, I am. I also don't wish to be rude, but are you aware that this room is for authorized personnel only?
Actually, I am aware of that.
Then might I inquire as to what activity you're performing on the circuitry behind that panel?
Mr. Whittaker asked me to calibrate the regulators.
Oh, really? And when did he make this, request?
Yesterday, after he hired me.
Hired you?
Hired might be too strong a word. I'm the new intern.
Indeed. I know nothing of a new intern.
Really?
Perhaps Miss Kendall does. Miss Kendall, please come in. Yes, I'm here in the computer room. Could you join me, please? Yes, Miss Kendall, it is... I'm here in the computer room.
Where are you?
In the computer room with an unauthorized person.
Actually, I'm not unauthorized.
Perhaps. We have yet to verify your status.
Verify my what?
Not you, Miss Kendall. The person in the computer room.
I thought you were in the computer room.
I am in the computer room. I need you to join me here immediately.
Hello?
Oh, never mind. We'll come down to you.
I can't understand you. I'm coming up.
If you like. I can fix that intercom so it'll work better.
What? No, the only thing wrong with the intercom is operator error. And until the issue of your status is resolved, I'm afraid I cannot let you work on any equipment.
That's understandable, but I'm certain this whole thing can be cleared up if we all just talk to Mr. Whittaker.
Unfortunately, Mr. Whittaker is engaged in very delicate and difficult programming work in the Imagination Station and gave strict instructions not to be disturbed.
Oh, but surely he left some word about me.
That is what we shall soon ascertain.
Eugene, you know, I hate using that ridiculous... Oh, who are you?
Hi, I'm Renee, the new intern.
Intern? Oh, great. We can sure use one.
Oh, then Mr. Whittaker informed you he was bringing on this young lady?
Nope, never said a thing to me about it.
Huh?
Hey, welcome aboard, Renee. I'm Connie.
Miss Kendall, it is hardly appropriate to welcome her aboard when we have no idea who she is.
Sure we do. She just said her name is Renee. Weren't you listening?
Don't be clever. Forgive me, Miss Carter, but for all we know, you may have been pitching your sabot into the flywheels.
Pitching her what into what?
A sabot.
A sabot was a shoe worn by factory workers in ancient France and Belgium. When work conditions became too bad for them, they'd throw their sabot into the machines to stop them from working. Sabot is the root for our word sabotage.
Well, Eugene?
That's correct.
I never thought I'd see the day when there'd be someone around here who can give Eugene a run for his smartness money. Oh, wow. That alone is worth a chocolate soda. Come on, Renee. I'll show you the ropes.
Miss Kendall.
Don't worry, Eugene. There aren't any highly classified secrets about Wits End at the soda counter.
Eugene, I barely started working on the regulators when you came in. You can look them over and see what I did, if you like.
Indeed, I shall.
I'm terribly sorry about all this. Look, perhaps Mr. Whittaker left a note about my internship in his office?
Could be. We'll stop by there on the way downstairs. Come on.
Have you found anything, Connie?
Sorry. No notes about a new intern.
But he said that... I'm so confused. No insult intended, but... Is Mr. Whittaker the absent-minded type? You know, so brainy he's forgetful.
Not really. I mean, he's no more forgetful than anybody else.
I can't understand it. We talked just yesterday. I even went on an Imagination Station adventure with him. Oh, maybe he changed his mind.
Why would he do that? You seem perfectly nice and likable to me.
Thank you. Ah, I'm being silly. Mr. Whittaker assured me. He knew how much I wanted this internship, my desire for it, my...
Hope?
Yes. Oh, hope. That could be the reason he changed his mind.
What?
Mr. Whittaker and I had a conversation about hope and faith in Christ yesterday. I told him to me faith was, well, useless.
Well, that wouldn't cause Whit to change his mind. Eugene and I weren't Christians when we started working here.
But you are now. You both, what's the word? Converted, yes?
Well, yeah.
I have no plans to convert.
Well, no one plans to be converted. It's all about grace. And grace, well, grace surprises you.
It won't surprise me. I did away with faith a long time ago.
Why? What happened? I'm sorry. That's probably personal.
Someone very close to me got sick. I had faith that God would heal him. I even used to sing Jesus Loves Me to him. It was the only way he could fall asleep, but God didn't heal him. And he died.
I'm sorry, Renee.
It's all right. I don't hold any grudges, but ever since then, I decided to rely on proof rather than faith.
I understand. But like I said, that's not something that would cause Whit to change his mind.
How can you be sure?
I know Whit. Look, as soon as he gets out of the Imagination Station, this whole thing will be cleared up. Meanwhile, there's Wadfam Chalk Sod downstairs with your name on it. Let's go.
A Wadfam Chalk Sod?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Now you know why they're Wadfam.
Beg pardon?
It's short for world famous. World famous chocolate soda. That's what Wadfam Chalk Sod means. It's a long story. Anyway, you saw me make it. Now, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. First is the chocolate syrup. And then the ice cream?
Good.
And,
soda water?
Right.
Good. Then you blend it on low till it's nice and foamy, pour it into a glass, and add the whipped cream. Voila! But first, blend.
Aye. Put it on low. There must have been a power surge. It blew the lid off.
Well, it's not a total loss. You still have about half of your mix.
Yeah. And the other half is all over the counter and us.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry, Connie.
It's all right. I'll get more towels to clean this up.
And I thought working the counter would be dull. Oh, my phone. Ugh, my hands are still messy. Oh, it's Mr. Whittaker. Hello?
Renee, thank goodness you answered.
Where are you, sir?
Still in the imagination station.
Oh, I'm glad to hear from you. Did you change your mind about the internship?
No.
Connie and Eugene don't know anything about it.
I haven't changed my mind, but that's not important right now.
You don't sound well, Mr. Whittaker. Are you all right?
That may depend on you.
What do you mean?
Was there a power surge out there a few moments ago?
Aye, sir, there was.
I was afraid of that. I need you to do something for me, Renee. Something very important.
Anything, sir. Just name it.
I need you to go up to the computer room and hit the kill switch.
What?
I need you to shut down Wits End.
You want me to shut down Wits End?
Yes.
But won't that cause a lot of problems? Unless everything is shut down properly, information could be lost, inventions and software damaged.
I need you to do it immediately.
Are you in some kind of danger, sir?
I just need you to follow my instructions. It'll be all right, Renee. Trust me.
But why not Eugene? He's in the computer room right now.
I just tried the computer room. No one is there. Connie isn't answering her cell phone. I need you to do as I ask right now.
Okay, here are the rags.
Mr. Whittaker, Connie just came back. I'll put her on. It's Mr. Whittaker. He needs you. Here.
What? Oops! Oh, it slipped!
I'm so sorry. Oh, right into my WalkFam chalk zone. Oh, yuck!
I am so sorry. Does it work?
No.
I'll get you a new one.
Never mind that. Mr. Whittaker called me from the Imagination Station. He's in trouble.
What's wrong?
I'll tell you on the way upstairs. Come on.
Eugene!
Miss Kendall, what in the
world? Where were you a few minutes ago?
I beg your
pardon. Where, Eugene?
I stepped out to use the facilities.
Have you been monitoring Mr. Whittaker's activities in the Imagination Station?
And just why, may I ask, do you need this information?
Because Whit called her and he sounded like he was in trouble.
There was a power surge. Mr. Whittaker called me right after it and told me to hit the kill switch.
Well, that's impossible. Mr. Whittaker would have called me were that necessary.
He tried. You were out.
Yeah, she said Whit tried calling me too, but I left my cell phone at home.
Perhaps we should use the Imagination Station intercom.
Oh, yeah, well, we tried that. He didn't respond.
I have to do what Mr. Whittaker said.
Absolutely not. He's in the middle of a very delicate and difficult programming session. Hitting the kill switch could potentially corrupt his work.
I know, but he told me to do it anyway.
And have you any evidence to support that claim? Your cell phone log, perhaps?
Ugh, no.
I dropped her phone into the WadFam chalk sod. It slipped out of my hand. It was an accident.
The phone circuits are dead. Eugene, you have to believe me. Mr. Whittaker needs us to shut everything down.
With such inconclusive information, I cannot allow it.
I'm sorry, but I have to.
And I must prevent you.
No!
Eugene, let's not do it!
No, Miss Kendall.
How can you be so strong with them skinny arms?
Let me go!
Eugene!
My foot!
Go, Renee!
Thanks, Connie. Here goes.
No!
The lights? Connie? Eugene? Where are you? What have I done?
You did what I told you to do. Congratulations.
Mr. Whittaker, you're not in the Imagination Station.
No, you are.
What?
I'll explain it all downstairs at the real counter with a real WadFam chalk sign.
tastes even better than the imaginary one. So, that whole thing happened in the imagination station?
Everything from the Bible adventure on.
But I went home last night, didn't I?
Well, the programming has a way of making you think you did.
I can't wait to find out how that works. That machine is pure genius.
And what about faith? Do you still have no use for it?
Well, I'm not sure why you're asking.
Have you ever heard the phrase, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen?
Sounds familiar.
That's exactly what you did in your imagination station experience.
How's that?
Well, first, you had the assurance of the internship you hoped for, even in the face of opposition, and when there was no proof that I had given it to you, correct?
I suppose.
Second, you relied on the evidence of my phone call to you, even though it was unseen and unheard by anyone else but you, correct?
But the second part wasn't faith, it was obedience, doing what you said.
Well, do you always do what anyone tells you to do?
Of course not.
Well, then why did you do what I told you to do, especially when you knew it could potentially damage our equipment?
You said to trust you, that it would be all right. Okay, I had faith in you.
Assurance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So, far from being useless, faith was quite useful to you. You acted on it, didn't you?
I guess I can't deny it. Maybe faith as a general concept isn't as useless as I thought it was, but that kind of faith is a far cry from religious faith. The faith I used was, well, practical.
You may be right. And then again, that practical definition of faith I gave you came from the Bible.
Hey, Whit.
Greetings and salutations, Mr. Whitaker and company.
Now it's time to meet the real Eugene and Connie.
What?
Real?
It's odd that Mr. Whitaker used the word real, Cog. Every once in a while, I suspect I might still be in the imagination station. Yes, then I remember you weren't there, so I know I'm not. Or maybe it's more accurate to say I have faith I'm not. At any rate, working at Wit's End is going to be an exciting, illuminating and clarifying experience. And that is for certain. Computer, end Renee D. Carter blog.
Blog ended.
It's late. Time for bed, Cogito. Okay, but just the chorus. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Computer, end Cogito program.
Cogito program ended.
Good night, Cog. I miss you.
Throughout the Gospels, Jesus commends people for their faith. But as important as faith is, it's even more important to know what to have faith in. 1 Corinthians 2:5 tells us that we should not have faith in men's wisdom, but in God's power. When we exercise true faith in Jesus, we'll be more prone to live out the faith of Jesus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Things Not Seen, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoica, Katie Lee, Will Ryan, and Amy Pemberton. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.